And welcome back. Time now for our Q&A segment with Cadre Ismael. And Q, as you know, momentum in sports, nothing quite like it. Few teams in the NFL maximize the momentum quite like the Houston Texans. And even when they're losing late, they find a way to come back and win a game.
Yeah, last 2 weeks, they really did it. A great job of last-minute plays, making the necessary plays to go ahead and win the game. But there's been some momentum shifts even in this game that I want to, you know, take a look at. And, you know, on this particular play, you are thinking that, okay, Matt Schaub is really having a go at it, but critical third down stop. You're thinking you're going to get the guys off the field for a fourth down try. Not so fast. 12 men on the field. The end result was an easier field goal for the Texans. Awesome spin move by T. Sizzle. He gets ahead and gets the sack on Schaub. You're thinking, okay, momentum gained again. Shane Leckler comes up there on the field, and what happens? It gets downed in the 1 yard line. You had momentum, but you had a tough time of maintaining it.
But later on in the second quarter, the Ravens got the momentum and then kept it again.
That's critical, and I want to show you some plays as far as how you keep that momentum. Look at this bunch formation down at the end of the screen here. You're talking about three receivers, and normally with that three receiver look, it's an overload on the defense. Well, we're also looking at the defense having four guys. We'll explain that in a second. The tight end, his route is to influence the linebacker, in this case, Darryl Smith, pulling him out. Of course, you're talking DeAndre Hopkins, explosive young wide receiver. He's trying to also influence the corner and try to get him out of there. Owen Daniels, Mr. Explosive tight end himself, he would have a wide open hole. But the X factor in it all, Elvis Dumervil. That's the fourth guy. That guy right there now throws a wrench into the whole socket. Let's look at what Matt Schaub sees now that we're talking about Elvis. Well, he's looking back. He's thinking, wait a minute, there's four guys rushing, not five. Elvis is supposed to drop. Darryl Smith, his vision is taking him to Owen Daniels. He's not going to get fooled by the dummy move. And his assignment technique, now he's going to break with great technique on the football. That's because of the film study. That validates what he saw. And the end result is keeping said momentum. Defense doing its job. Let's look at special teams and look at how special teams influences momentum. We're talking about the Gunners. They're highlighted right here. The Gunners, their job, if they get in front of Tandon Dawson's face, he immediately is going to go ahead and call fair catch. 17 to 34 yards, that's not in front of my face. Okay, the next guy that might have a potential of having him do a fair catch, he's 12 yards away. I'm fine. I'm going to make that guy miss. And at the same time, I know this. There's a net that's going to be dropped on the field. Where do I go? Well, if you look at the net kind of has a little bit of a kink in it. There are 10 guys on the top of the numbers. If they're on the top of the numbers, that means there's only one guy at the bottom of the numbers that he has to deal with. Bam. Here we go with great vision, outstanding open field
great
running.
Move right there, too.
Awesome
wow.
move. A little bit of a right here on Shane Leckler.
And the tiptoe?
The great tiptoe. We call that kinesthetic awareness.
Okay.
Big play by the special teams. Did I mention offense? No, I did not. Let us mention offense. We're talking cover two, Keith. Extremely difficult to go ahead and complete passes down the football field. Both safeties are going to take away half the field. Joe Flacco realizes that and saying, man, I got to make a perfect throw to Torrey Smith to go ahead and gain momentum for us. Well, let's look at what Joe sees. Great protection by the offensive line that allows him now to scan, to be able to manipulate the defense, to be able to take away the safety's aggressiveness. Well, because he scanned over there, when he goes back over to Torrey, now he's saying, I can step up into the pocket because the protection was sound, and I'm going to make this tight window throw, protect my receiver, and at the same time, trust my receiver. Trust, anticipation, touch. The end result, a 48-yard completion. Defense got into the mix, offense got into the mix, special teams got into the mix as far as momentum and keeping it.
And they kept the momentum and ran the clock out a little bit later. When we come back, we go inside the victorious Ravens locker room. Stay with us.